And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Director and co-screenwriter Tim Felbaum is quoted in Forbes from January saying, "Before even writing a single word, we tried to do as much research as possible." This quote is in reference to the new film September 5th, and boy does the research pay off with this one. September 5th tells the real-life story of an American sports broadcasting group covering the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany. This group has to adapt quickly when Palestinian terrorists capture 11 Israeli athletes and coaches inside the Olympic Village, igniting a hostage crisis that ended in tragedy. This violent event was the first time a terrorist attack was broadcast live on TV and was one of the most viewed broadcasts in television history. While this tragedy was explored in the 1999 documentary One Day in September, the recently released September 5th is a fictionalized retelling of the infamous day, told through the various broadcasting journalists pushing each other to work through an increasingly stressful time. Many people will categorize this film as a period thriller or a historical thriller, but I think those categories are too simple. September 5th is psychologically intense, and it demands a lot of mental focus from its viewers, but it doesn't explode like a rocket ship with terminal velocity. Instead, it feels like a train that starts slowly, then gradually gains speed as the ABC News crew learns more of what's happening just outside their door. Almost the entire film is shot inside the crowded newsroom, with the views of the action in the outside world only available from cameramen delivering film footage by hand or connecting their cameras to the newsroom using extra-long cables. All the live video footage, studio footage of the news anchor, and interviews are the original footage broadcast by ABC and taken from their archive. So the mixing of the acted scenes with the historical news footage adds an incredible layer of realism and authenticity. This authenticity is a big part of this film's success, as well as the sharply delivered dialogue. These broadcast professionals don't just raise their voices at each other to try learning the truth, they also discuss the verbal technicalities of the story they're telling, and the heavy responsibilities of the media. Being only 1 hour and 35 minutes long, September 5th felt a bit longer than that, since it's packed so tightly with information and emotion. Featuring an unprepared staff who throw together live news coverage without the luxury of smartphones or the internet, using walkie-talkies, rotary phones, and soldering irons, this film reminds viewers of the importance of information in its most accurate and respectful forms possible. I was completely transfixed watching this film, and you will be too. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.